If you enjoy listening to adventure stories, then you should visit thedihedral.com. You will find stories from other members of the community and read about climbing, life, and the outdoors. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's connect and climb on!
Climb on! This is Garrett welcoming you to another episode of the Dihedral Podcast Presents Anything But Climbing. Our guest today has been climbing professionally since she was 14 years old and has been a World Cup competitor since 2010. She's a two-time junior national champion and continues to crush rocks in competitions all over the world. I need to add that she might have the single coolest home wall that I've ever seen. But more importantly, she's known as one of the best ambassadors for the sport of bouldering. In addition to being one of the strongest athletes, she's also one of the kindest and most open professional athletes out there. We have a million climbing questions for the pride of Scottsdale, but that will have to wait for another day, because today we're taking 15 minutes to chat with Sierra Blair Coyle about anything but climbing. Sierra, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So Gaia, our producer, is going to set the clock at 15 minutes. So Gaia, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Sierra, you're good to go?
Sounds perfect.
All right, let's get started. So stemming from your reputation for kindness, which I know people who are kind and compassionate, open-hearted, it's probably really hard for them to even admit how kind they are, but we can all see how nice you are and how kind you are. But stemming from your reputation, at least for kindness, I thought we could kind of focus our conversation around that. You think that'll work for you?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm sure I can find some things to talk about.
All right, perfect. So I was wondering if we just start the conversation, if you might be able to give us a definition of what you think kindness means or how you would define kindness.
So kindness to me means just being a good person and doing good things and treating everyone with respect.
I tend to agree with that wholeheartedly. I was kind of thinking about kindness a little bit before we started chatting. And, you know, there's this idea of the motive to be kind, right? If I'm driving and I see somebody struggling, I might think to myself, I would really like to help them. And then I might keep driving. And so that's different from me actually pulling over and getting out of the car and helping somebody. So do
absolutely.
You would agree. So do you think kindness includes not just a disposition, but the actions that you have to other people around you?
I would say it's almost more about the actions you do to other people around you. Because, you know, you can have people who are very sweet, but wouldn't help you out. And then you can have the opposite, people who are a little more gruff, but they'll be there anytime you need anything. And for me, you know, I want to be surrounded by the people who will actually help with things and, you know, really do kind actions.
No, I think that's great, right? It's almost like attracts light. I think kindness, it can attract other, but kind people tend to motivate each other in certain ways.
I agree.
I was wondering if maybe you could talk a little about maybe how you acquired this disposition of kindness. Is that something that you've always been? Is it something that you had to learn along the way? Were your parents an influence, or how did that come about?
I think maybe a little bit of it's just how I was born. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, even just like remembering growing up, I would always wonder like what I could do for others, or like what special thing could I make for my mom that would make her happy, or, you know, just thinking about other people a lot, I guess. So I think it's a little bit of nature and nurture. And then, you know, my mom is, you know, very kind and caring and thoughtful. And so is my grandma too. So seeing that kind of like come down to grandma, to mom, to me, yeah. I think it's just, yeah, it's something's in the blood, but it's also how we've all been raised.
Yeah. And that kind of corresponds to what we were saying about like attracts like, right? We've got your grandma and your mom and now you kind of spreading this all around. I was wondering if you could talk about how you respond to kindness. And then on the flip side of that, how you respond to people who are unkind.
Yeah. I would say how I respond to kindness, I'm just thrilled when people are kind. I mean, I think that's kind of how everyone should be. And how I respond to unkindness, I generally ignore it. I mean, yeah. There's a very few situations where I would point anything out. You know, usually it's just better to move on to something better.
Yeah, I feel like I'm confused by when people are unkind. I don't necessarily say that I try to be kind, but I definitely, if something comes up or I'm not in the best mood, I try not to push that onto other people. And so when people are unkind to me, one, I'm confused. but also I think I just cry. why is this happening? So do you have any particular examples of a time that somebody was maybe went out of their way to show you kindness and how you reacted?
I mean, the things that I can think of the most right now are, they're just like a couple of family friends who have really kind of stepped in to be like father figures in my life and help me with like some of the more like masculine things I need help with, because my father, as of the past like year or so, he's not been in my life at all. So I've lost that. And there've just been a couple of men who've really kind of like stepped in. Some of them are like older, you know, more like actually would be father age. And some of them are closer to my age, and they've just stepped in to teach me how to like do things like how to change a car tire, how to like fix things around the house, and just help me when I need help with things like that. And for me, that's just like been so, I'm just so grateful for that. Like, I don't even think they understand like how grateful I am to have their influence in my life at this point.
And what about a time that you can remember or how you reacted to somebody who maybe was unkind to you?
I'm trying to think the last time someone was unkind to me. I feel like I generally tend to like forget about these things.
Yeah.
I think the last time I could remember that someone was unkind to me, it was when I was in Utah and they just said something to me that wasn't very nice. And I basically said, hey, you know, I don't allow people to talk to me like that, so you need to stop right now. just tried to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, I get that, right? And so a lot of times I think people associate kindness to a certain degree with weakness, right? Like, oh, they're kind, so
yeah,
it's okay to walk all over them. But I don't think that's true. I think that you gave a good example of, look, I can be kind, but if you're going to try to walk all over me, I can be assertive as well. Being assertive and kind aren't mutually exclusive. What do you think about that?
No, I completely agree with that. And I fully see people mistaking kindness for weakness all of the time. And I think that's just such an important thing, to be assertive and to be able to stand up for yourself no matter what. You know, just because you're kind doesn't mean you won't tell somebody to kick rocks if they need to, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I have a couple of examples where I think people were rude to you to a certain degree, and, mm-hmm. and the way that you responded. this is part of why I think you have this reputation for kindness. So for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure anybody listening does, Sierra hosts these Ask Me Anything questions. And how long have you been doing that? For a very long time, right?
I've been doing it for almost 9 years.
So 9 years, that's a long time to be doing this. And so over that time, of course, she's gotten questions that were, you know, really inappropriate. And so this was a while ago. I remember just, I think it was on Instagram, where you may have been doing a live one and your mom was with you. And, you know, when you as an athlete put yourself out there, you know, people who follow your accounts get to know you a little bit. And it's very clear that you and your mom are incredibly close.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you were doing a live Ask Me Anything, and I would assume they were probably mostly male, but people ask you the most inappropriate questions. You could have called them out. You could have, you know, really dragged them, you know, by the throat if you wanted to, but your reaction was this. Again, it was a while ago, but it was something along the lines of, you guys, I'm sitting here with my mom. Like, do you know how embarrassing it is for you? Not you, Sierra, but the person
asking
these questions to do this in front of my mom. And I was just like, my God, one, that's gotta be so hard to deal with. And two, to have that level of respect for yourself and a person who's being rude to not call them out, I think is amazing. But I want to just follow this up and then maybe get some comments from you on that. We were just kind of preparing a little bit for today's talk. And so you held a chat, I think yesterday, and you posted again on Instagram. You're just like, these are the comments that I have to deal with. And it's just flooring. Like, what are these people thinking?
And right?
I'm really, really happy that you posted them. But again, you didn't post their names. You're not trying to throw these people under the bus. You're just trying to raise awareness. So I'm wondering, one, how do you get beyond that? Like, when people treat you that way, when you're opening yourself up to help other people, and what would your advice be to both other people who have to deal with these type of comments mm-hmm. and the people who are making these type of comments? Was that too many questions in one?
No. Okay. I'll try and keep track of them. The people who are making awesome. Kind of comments. You need to stop. What is wrong with you? And anyone who's dealing with these things, when I say don't let it bother you, I'm not trying to make light of it. And I'm not saying that, but these people are seriously such idiots that make these types of comments that they're just not worth your stress. They're not worth your time. They're just not worth it, you know? And that's my advice on the subject.
Yeah, that's great. So this is where anything but climbing is really hard because that's your occupation, because you're a professional. But mm-hmm. I just mentioned climbing twice.
I know. Okay.
So now that I've mentioned it, I might as well, we'll be all right with it. But it doesn't have to be climbing, but when people who are not professionals come up to you, let's say when you're working mm-hmm. out or training or doing certain things in a public place like a gym rather than at home.
Yeah.
How do you respond to people who just want a photo or who just want to talk to you in the middle of something that you're approaching, getting ready for a competition or something like that?
So usually at competitions, it's going to be different. You know, if I'm in the middle of competing or on my way somewhere, I'm usually not going to have time to stop and, you know, take a photo or really chat. Obviously, can I say hi? That takes like half a second. But I'll just say, hey, catch me later after the round or something. I can't right now. Usually during training, I have enough breaks that I can, take photos and interact more. But if I'm in the middle of something, I just say like, hey, hang on, I'll be good to like talk to you in 10 minutes. And people are pretty much always fine with that.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I mean, that's, nobody's ever come up to me and asked me to take a picture. But I at least hope that if I was ever in a position where somebody's like, hey, aren't you somebody? You would have the tact and the candor to just say that. Is it any different outside than it is inside, without mentioning outside and inside of what we're talking about?
No, it's the same thing outside. Usually I'll have a little more time outside because it's like a more relaxed setting for me, mm-hmm. but more or less about the same.
Do you think that kindness and compassion go hand in hand?
I think so. I definitely think kindness and compassion go hand in hand.
Yeah, I think so too. I can imagine circumstances where maybe they wouldn't, like the example we were talking about before, where somebody might have a motive for kindness, or maybe they're compassionate about others. But do you think, generally speaking, that if somebody considers themselves to be a compassionate person, that kindness will follow?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I definitely think so.
So there's this quote from a philosopher. You surely heard Plato, you know, this ancient philosopher that I think is like the demarcation of kindness. And so I was wondering if maybe I could just share this quote from you and we could talk about it for the last few minutes that we have. You know, in these conversations, time always seems to fly by. And I know we only have a few minutes left. So let me share this quote. And then I'd like to get your thoughts on it a little bit. So Plato says this. He says, never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. So again, never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. How would you digest that quote? And what do you think about that quote?
I think that quote is great. I mean, basically to me, I interpret it as people are always trying, you know? And so always you treat them with respect, treat them with kindness. And you know, you don't know what anyone's going through. You don't know how hard they're working. They could be working crazy hard and just their path is slower than your path, you know, and that's totally okay.
That's pretty much identical to what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Right? You can think about it in training or running or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's hard to take those first steps. That's probably one of the hardest things in training is to get out of bed and actually start doing it. And
yep.
It's sad in our sport, but in any sport, and not only sports, but in school and education and, or just reading a book, when somebody is clearly trying and other people who are sort of up here look down upon that. And I think that's probably one of the things that people appreciate most about you. You're at the very top of your sport. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you've ever come off or put yourself in a position where you act like or pretend like you're better than other people. It's like this respect, this compassion, this kindness mm-hmm. all come together in what you're doing. Would you say that's intentional, or do you think that's just kind of who you are?
I think it's just kind of who I am. I mean, I always focus on being respectful, you know, towards people. And I also think I have a pretty good filter that happens in my head. I mean, not that I have a lot of like negative thoughts or anything like that, yeah. but you know, every once in a while something will come up and I'm like, is this necessary? You know, and then I just push it back in, not necessary, and go about my day.
Man, I couldn't think of a better way to put it. There's sometimes, and like you said, it's not necessarily bad or anything like that, but sometimes people, the filter between what they think and what they say, it could be better. We'll just sort of leave it at that.
Absolutely.
Sometimes just taking a second to think about what you're going to say next, it can make the world of difference. I think opposing that quote from Plato, somebody who's working hard at something, to just hear one thing discouraging could ruin it for them. Maybe it puts them back into the place where they weren't going to try.
I agree. I mean, I've had just like little random comments made to me, and it'll just hit you when you're in that certain headspace that are just devastating, you know, and then you think about it in totality and you're like, that comment wasn't that big of a deal, but whatever else was going on at the same time, like it really made it hard on you. So yeah, you always want to be careful with what you say to people, you know. You're never going to regret saying something kind.
It's got to be the truest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It motivates me to go find somebody and just like pump them up. It could be anybody. I love it.
Yeah.
So Guy is telling me that it's been 15 minutes. So okay. That goes by quick, huh?
I know, seriously.
So Gaia, how many times have we mentioned climbing?
Two.
We mentioned two climbing. So we're going to donate, I guess, a few bucks based on those. It was me. I'm the one that mentioned both times. Sierra, you were in the clear. So I'm wondering if you have a cause or a program that you would like us to donate the money to.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a place in Phoenix called the Sojourner Center, and they work with victims of domestic violence. And I mean, I try and support like a lot of Arizona local charities. And so they're my chosen one of the day.
That's awesome. All right. We'll make sure to highlight them. We'll make sure to tag them and try to get the word out to support them. We'll send them a couple of dollars. So I just want to thank you for joining us today, having this conversation, not only about kindness, but you showing kindness and letting us talk.
Oh, thank you.
So, I think that's it. So you know, from the bottom of my heart and very sincerely, thank you so much, Sierra.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.